every chapter, which specifically relates to working with MHDC and CDBG in the use of the disaster funds.
And I'm assuming like that, it would have the new requirements that the federal government is putting under now, the changes in certain things.
Yes.
So at this point, moving forward, what documents would need to be reviewed?
Just the seventh page? I think Travis would have to look at this, mm-hmm. saying yes, he agrees as to form, and yes or no, he'd give his advice on this, but I'm sure he'd have to go through all that to see if he'd even apply to this.
That's why I want to make sure we have all the documentation.
And for each year, you're to be documenting on seeing that you're due to the income, that the ones that are staying there, that throughout the community, and it talks about 5,000 people living in, if they don't, the requirements that you have to come under. And so that's for several years. I forgot how many years that is to be kept on file, and we're to monitor.
Okay. If you look at Chapter 20, again, I'll refer to that as far as the compliance monitoring and that. It passes it back on to the sub-applicant. And Missouri Housing Development Commission, they have a MOU with CDBG regarding annual compliance, annual income certifications. We have to do that for 30 years on the property. Mm-hmm. So we keep that. The state comes out and inspects it every year. They do income certifications and verify all of the income on all of the residents every year. And I believe it says that all of that, those responsibilities can be passed on to the sub-applicant in Chapter 20 and in that sub-applicant agreement, except for, I'm going to go back to the financial management piece where the money would have to flow through you.
Well, there's 35 pages that it shows that when they come to do the monitoring of the checklist, it's 35 pages that they will go over, and we want our attorney to look at that because the way I read that is that's to be kept here and went over when the auditors come to go over it.
And again, I would be more than happy to be on a call with your attorney. I would be more than happy to have the head of economic development be on a call with your attorney to clarify anything, if that would help.
So I guess probably what we're asking here is what's next steps that you would like, you know, or anything that you would like for us that we could help to provide for you guys.
So at the end of the day, we typically have daily staff review. We'll probably get with Nikki and have Nikki start the process. I don't know if you communicate with her or not. But if the commission decides that, hey, we're going to go ahead and see what, you know, have counsel look at it, it go through her.
Okay.
And so that would be the process.
Do you guys have any other questions, Sheila? Yeah.
I think there's one other piece. So you have the applicant, sub-applicant, and is there not a letter that also has to be written?
The letter they're referring to is the zoning letter, and I did clarify that with Brandon late Friday night. We had that last year. It just states that the property is zoned for multifamily. It's already correctly zoned for the use that it's being applied for.
So there's two pieces to this by the 14th. The letter.
Which would come probably from your zoning commission, actually, but yes, the letter from the county regarding zoning and the applicant, sub-applicant.
Yeah, because I think all we were aware of was just says a letter from a local unit of government. It doesn't say what the letter needs to say.
That's why I addressed it with Brandon on 4:30 Friday night, is because I said that also. And he said, well, that's the zoning letter.
For clarification,
that, Brandon. But it did not clarify it.
Brandon with the economic development.
Brandon Jensen with economic development, yes.
The environmental study, I guess you've done that, but that shouldn't be any problem because you have the other housing there.
We did one in 2015, and we will have to update it again with a new application with MHDC if we're approved. We'll have to go through a complete new environmental.
And that usually, when we've had to do it with the Corps, there's always been something that you have to change.
I don't know. The core may be a little different. Than, yeah. If there's no trees there, we don't have to worry about bats. So.
Well, there's...
Mr. Ziegenfuss, do you want to discuss bats right now?
I don't agree. There's a lot of things I want to say here, but I'm just going to go because when the horse is moving in the right direction, which is what it is right now, just keep it going, pointed that way. So I'll just shut it up. But,
yeah. I do have one question, and I can ask you guys later, but... Were you guys aware of the $2.1 million? I think whenever you and I talked the other day, you and I were not, Mr. Ingram.
I was not.
I don't think either one of us were fully aware of what it all was. I didn't know. Coming in this morning, were you guys aware of the $2.1 million that the county was going to be putting?
Okay. Did you not see me moving my seat?
I think that that's not fair to you guys as well.
Yeah.
So.
And that's the reason I say that statement to Nick right. here is – if there's something there, I don't want to put you – I don't want to put the county and the citizens in a bad spot.
The board – what do you guys call it? DEFCON?
Mm-hmm.
That board and the commission, I think, has a great relationship, and I think we'll always will.
Yeah.
And I think they should be aware of what we're aware of.
Okay.
So. And we will share that with them all.
Yep.
And, Nick, if you're not familiar with this, I know the other two are. We'd be happy to have you for a tour of the facility or any of the other times.
Sure. I'd like to attend your meeting as well.
Might not be ran as well as this one. I was
checking. Sure.
I have questions about that guy. But. So, okay. Guys, I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Documentation to send to the attorney. Do we have everything that we need or have access to it?
You know what? In all seriousness, if you have time, is Nikki available upstairs?
Yeah, she's upstairs.
I would probably go up and just request to speak with her.
Okay.
And then that way, maybe you guys can kind of, she'll get everything she needs. I'm sure she's listening now anyways.
Okay.
She'll get everything she needs to, or that she feels like she needs. And then you guys can.
That way we have it before you leave.
Okay. Yeah. I won't be.
Do you want that back?
Yeah, I'll take that up too, just to make sure we're all on the same page. Perfect. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
And I'm sorry for the short time frame. It's been very frustrating dealing with the state.
Yeah.
Well, let me say, we learned more, or I did. From Mr. Ingram's email when he requested information to exactly what, and you broke out on that. That was things that I've been asking for since
I wish we would have had this meeting a month ago.
I absolutely agree with you. And
we accommodated in a timely manner when that agenda request came.
Have some communication errors.
Yep. Yep. Thank you, ma'am. Any further discussion?
Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Thank you, guys.
Any further discussion on this? All right. Then we'll move on down the agenda. We have.
Thank
you. Yep. Thank you all. Next on our agenda, we have the abatement and add-ons report.
Thank you.
Well, this is not a court order. This is an abatement.
Yep.
Add-on. It's in our court order folder. That's why
I didn't even pay attention to the top of it. I just saw the abatement and add-ons. In front of us, we have our county clerk, Ms. Stephanie Spencer.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
I can cut through the chase on this. Is we just need to enter into the record.
Yeah, correct. I think we accept it.
Bateman Adams.
That's what's being in this kind of confused me. Sorry.
Yes.
How is it usually?
A piece of paper off the side.
It's just in here.
This is our court order book.
Yes.
So I was looking for the court order for the.
Anyway, I moved to enter into record.
That's right. Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
It was fine. It was just out of the norm, so it kind of threw me off for a second.
We've had a few things going on.
I can't imagine. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Next thing we're scheduled for was 9:30 for a Rutland Bridge Planning and Zoning Roundtable. I have 9:54 a.m. We will be in recess.
That was unexpected. I didn't realize that was the one.